This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. By a vote of 64 to 34, the Senate has passed a bill outlawing an abortion procedure that's been debated for the better part of a decade. Opponents call the procedure partial birth abortion. Doctors refer to it as intact dilation and extraction, or D&X. The House has already approved the bill, and President Bush has promised to sign it into law. But abortion rights groups say they intend to mount a legal challenge that would likely reach the Supreme Court. NPR's David Wellner reports from the Capitol.
Backers of the ban on this abortion procedure have been passing bills to that end in Congress for the last 7 years, but they were twice stymied by the veto pen of former President Clinton. This time, with both chambers of Congress and the White House under Republican control, the bill's proponents say they're confident it will become the first federal law barring an abortion procedure since the Supreme Court legalized abortion 30 years ago. Pennsylvania Republican Rick Santorum led the drive today to pass the bill.
We need to do this for ourselves. We need to police ourselves in what we are going to allow in our culture. We can't allow this kind of brutality to corrupt us.
The four-hour debate was often emotionally searing. At one point, Santorum propped up a chart on the Senate floor illustrating the details of the medical procedure he wants to ban. He said a doctor will pierce a hole in the skull of a fetus still in the womb to facilitate extraction, then use a vacuum hose to remove its brain and, in his words, kill the baby. California Democrat Barbara Boxer, who led the opponents of the abortion procedure ban, replied that the true target of this bill is not just one form of abortion.
I would have more respect and admiration for my friends on the other side if they just said, let's just ban abortion. Let's just call it killing. Let's put away the women into jail who have an abortion. Let's send the doctors to jail. That's what's in their heart.
Boxer pointed out that Republicans had stripped the bill of language earlier approved by the Senate. That deleted provision had recognized the importance of the Roe v. Wade Supreme Court decision legalizing abortion and urged it not be overturned. Boxer also noted that the bill's GOP sponsors had refused to include an exception to the ban that would have allowed the procedure to protect a mother's health.
Don't we love our wives? Don't we love our daughters? Don't we love our aunts? Don't we love the women in our lives? How could we pass a bill that would say even if a woman's health is threatened, this procedure can't be used, when we could have walked down the aisle together and passed the bill with a health exception?
The absence of a health exception in a similar abortion procedure state ban in Nebraska was cited by the U.S. Supreme Court when it overturned that ban 3 years ago. But bill sponsor Santorum today said Congress is submitting medical testimony with this legislation that would show the court no health exception is actually needed. Santorum also said today's bill avoids the vagueness about what the procedure being banned covers, something the Supreme Court also objected to in the Nebraska bill. But abortion rights activists say it could, in fact, criminalize abortions as early as 12 weeks into a pregnancy. Nancy Northup is president of the Center for Reproductive Rights. She plans to immediately file suit against the abortion restriction.
There should be an injunction right away because the bill that Congress is passing, this abortion ban, is clearly unconstitutional under the Supreme Court's ruling in 2000 in the Stenberg versus Carhart case.
Other abortion rights groups also plan to challenge the ban with lawsuits. Those legal challenges could keep the question open for years. In the meantime, it's certain both sides of the issue will be campaigning on it in the run-up to next year's elections. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.